I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is the spring gobbler season underway all across the state, and a good time to give you a brief refresher course in turkey hunting safety. That's coming up. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Thousands of hunters are in the woods in a sport that requires camo and calling, so it's easy to see how that mistake can have grave consequences. But Sergeant Jerry Payne of the DNR law enforcement says there is truly no reason to have any kind of hunting accident, period.
Now, I've never investigated one that couldn't be prevented just by simply making sure that the turkey had a beard. I mean, this is spring gobbler season, has to have a visible beard. It's hard to mistake a man for a turkey if you're looking for that beard.
Most hunters in West Virginia are responsible. The trouble often comes from the other guy. Payne suggests keeping your guard up for him.
When you have people that are trying to walk in on a hen call, because most people that are making calls are calling like a hen, but you still have people trying to slip in on those type of calls, and that's where we get in trouble. You're not going to walk in and slip in on a turkey. When I'm talking to people, I advise them to wear some type of a blaze orange walking to and from. So if somebody's not calling and just happen to be in the area, they don't see complete camouflage or something dark coming at you. When you get to your setup spot, you know, you just take your blaze orange off and stick it behind the tree or something like that where the turkeys can't see it. But I think that it's more of a defensive tactic.
And being defensive makes sense.
You know, you want to be defensive when you're hunting, but it's not, hopefully not you. You're not the one that's causing the problem, but somebody else is coming in on you. So if you take precautions, don't wear black, don't wear red, those type of colors that you know, indicate there may be a turkey, then you'll be okay.
And if somebody is coming, be vocal.
Well, don't wave. You want to yell. Yell, hey, there's a hunter here. Don't shoot. You know, let that person know verbally. Because if you start waving around, like waving your arms, trying to be quiet, that it's you. If it's not an ethical hunter, so to speak, he's liable just to shoot at the motion.
And always watch your back.
You want to find a tree that's wider than your shoulders, that you're going to be behind, so if anything comes in behind you, they won't be able to shoot. You know, a lot of people nowadays use decoys. You want to set that decoy out far enough away from you that somebody couldn't shoot at it and hit you.
Although there are accidents, compared to the number of people hunting, it's actually a very safe way to spend the day.
In the grand scheme of things, it's a very safe sport, but you'll find it sometimes, but not that often, but it does happen, unfortunately. That's why we all need to be prepared.
Just pay attention and be careful, and like always, to ensure a safe hunt. I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.